Thanks for joining me on another episode of Behind the Obsession, where I will release a new podcast every week, giving you a behind-the-scenes look on how to run your cake business, along with a few tips and tricks no one else is willing to share. I am Julie Johnson, a wife and mom of three crazy kids, currently running Cakeaholic Obsession. Be sure to check out past episodes and get show notes at cakeaholicobsession.com/podcast. Hey guys, how's everybody doing? Can you believe that it's the end of August? So crazy. The summer's over and here we are. This is episode number 14. And I kind of wanted to do this episode because I struggle with this a lot, and I just know that if I'm struggling with it, so are you. So this episode, we're going to talk about time management. I wanted to talk a little bit about the post that I posted today on my Instagram page, where the post, it was a caption and it said, "Do what you love." And it really resonated with me because a lot of us don't even know what we love to do, or, you know that we needed to be doing something that we love. Like, all we knew that we needed to have a job and take care of ourselves, but we didn't know that we needed to love it. And so a lot of us may be doing something that we love, or we may not be doing something that we love. But I say, if you can take some time out in your day to just do one thing that you love, then you're getting to that ultimate place of doing something that you love. Sometimes we're not allowed, you know, a full day of doing something that we love. But if we can get like a moment of it, or, you know, my things are like, you know, reading or spending time by myself or going to the spa or getting my nails done, or, you know, anything that's me time, I'm doing something that I love. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the job that you love, but if you can kind of factor in something, a little smidget of something that you love, I think that you'll kill it and you'll feel appreciated and you'll feel valued. So try to do something that you love. Today, we're going to talk about today's obsession. So I decided to change up the podcast a little bit, only because I feel as though, like, I can talk to you guys about business all the time and it's real easy for me, but I figure let's kind of like change it a bit, and where we are kind of diving into all the things that I like to do and incorporate it all into one podcast. So that's what we're going to be doing going forward. So I titled it Today's Obsession because I obsess about a lot of things, and even in the bakery, I have flavors, which is called Today's Obsession. So I change the flavors. I have 30 flavors, and we change the flavors every week based on what I'm obsessing about. And that's how I rotate the 30 flavors every week. And this way, I'm not baking the same thing. You're not expecting the same thing. I think we have like two or three flavors, maybe four, that are always there, which is Red Velvet, Obsession, Chocolate and Vanilla Birthday Cake. Those are the four flavors I can never get rid of, no matter how much I want to change it, no matter what season. Those are always there. So I kind of wanted to give you my today's obsession. And it could be anything. So it will range from what new shoes I like, to what pocketbook I'm wearing, to what new cake decorating tool I've gotten, to what I'm obsessing about. So today I'm obsessing about the milk bar. So I had seen it online and I had heard about it, but wasn't really sure what it was. And then, of course, I Googled it to find out what it was. And I was really impressed. And me and my husband, we kind of do date night once a month, where we pick a restaurant and we go into the city and we try a new restaurant. And then, of course, my responsibility is to pick dessert because he doesn't care, but I do. So I looked up the milk bar because the milk bar was close to the restaurant that we were going to, and I decided to try it out. all I have to say is, I don't know if you remember this, but when I was a child, I used to eat cornflakes cereal. And it was like the plainest cereal ever, but it was just so good. And I just loved cornflakes. So they have, it's called cereal milk. It's like a soft serve ice cream. And it's made with milk, cornflakes, brown sugar, a pinch of salt, and it tastes like it's the bottom, like the milk at the bottom of the bowl of cornflakes. And it's just delicious. Like it was, they really emulated and mimicked the actual taste of what the bottom of the bowl of cornflakes was. Maybe I'm dating myself and telling you how old I am, but I just thought it was really, like, it was like out of the park. They hit it right out the park, and I just thought it was like so delicious. So that's what I'm obsessing about. I thought it was really delicious, and it's one of the best things that I ever had. And if you're ever in the city, I'm sure they have locations in other places, but I went to the one in New York City, but you know, you can look it up. It's called the Milk Bar. So that's my today's obsession. What I wanted to talk to you guys about as well was my Insta crush. So today's Insta crush is 100 layer cake. So we had talked about this before, that you have to kind of find inspiration and just be in the know of what's going on in the trend, and you need to be like just involved. So I like them because a lot of things that dictate our business is based on weddings. Weddings are the majority of our cake decorating world, and our higher price item is a wedding cake opposed to like a celebration cake. So that's why I like following cake and wedding inspired websites, because I feel as though that they set the trend of what we will then decorate for a cake. So I like going on their site because then they kind of give you like the trending wedding colors for the season. Like, did you know that the trending wedding colors for this season is white, blush, coral, blue, copper, and black? And hence why you need to keep up on what's the latest, because if someone comes into your store or calls you to place an order and you don't know those are the latest trends, you probably won't recommend those colors to them, because you don't know what the latest trend is. So normally brides go on, you know, this site, and they look and see what the latest trends are based on the colors, and they pick their color scheme based on that. So then when they're coming to order their cake, they're kind of picking the color scheme based on that. So it's good to know and just keep on trend, keep being inspired and just knowing what's going on. So my Insta crush is at 100_layer cake. That's their Instagram name. Their website is 100layercake.com. So definitely check them out so that you can keep getting inspired and just know what's going on. You need to know what the trends are. So definitely check them out. So let's talk business. I think that we all struggle with this, and I know that I really struggle with this, is my time that I spend just in general, like prioritizing my life. I'm a mom of three and a wife, and I also, you know, am a cake decorator. So I run Cakeaholic Obsession, which means I do all of the baking and decorating. I just have one assistant. And then I also am a full-time mom of three kids, and I'm also, you know, a wife. And I also am the nanny, the housekeeper, the maid, the dishwasher, the person who does the laundry, everything. So I basically, you know, from the cook, I prepare all their meals. I take care of my family. I also run Behind the Obsession, which is this. I write all the blog posts. I, you know, do all of the editing for the episodes. I take care of all of that. I also run the Facebook page for Cakeaholic Obsession and Behind the Obsession, and Instagram pages. So I have a lot on my plate, and I don't know about you, but if you are just like me, you have a lot on your plate. So you are, you know, juggling all of this, as well as, you know, working a full-time job probably, and doing all of this on top of what you're doing. So time management is really key in order for us to really maximize our time. And I say this because if you get a handle on this sooner than later and learn how to prioritize what you have to do, it's going to really set the tone for your business. Now, don't get me wrong, my family is the most important thing. So there are definitely days where my husband trumps the cake order, where I definitely will be like, okay, I'm not going to work on this tonight. I'm going to spend time with him. Or I'm going to try to catch my son's game and not work on a cake. But again, my cake business is important because that's what brings in the money. So I say all of that to say that we have to learn how to basically prioritize our time and manage it well so that we are succeeding. One of the most expensive ingredients in our business is time. And if you took a look at my cake pricing workbook, you'll see that the most expensive thing that a customer pays for is your time. And our time is very valuable, and we need to really prioritize it and really show, like, really make it a priority to organize ourselves to get it, you know, correct. So I wrote down a few things that I thought that was going to be important for you to understand how to do this. And the first thing I had was get organized. Get organized means, like, before you have an order, your space has to be organized. So, like, I know that after I'm done with an order, my kitchen is a hot mess. Like, everything is all over the place, and I can't do another order until I get organized and just get myself together. So that means I'm cleaning up my space, organizing my space, just putting everything where it needs to be, arranging it. You know, like, we have cake boards, we have food coloring. So I kind of have, like, bins where I have all of my food coloring in, and then bins where I put all my cake boards in, and then another bin for all my sprinkles, and another bin for all of my cupcake toppers. So I try to get real organized, because when we're under pressure, we are just looking for all our tools or looking for something, and then we're digging for something, because a lot of our tools are really small. So it's very important that you organize them. So get organized. And I try to break up my goals into smaller steps. And I remember I mentioned this in a recent podcast before. So try to organize yourself where, if you have a large task, break it up into smaller tasks so that you can tackle it more. Another thing that I want you to work on is your style of work. Like, I know that I work best if I organize my day. So if I'm getting a cake that's due Saturday, and today is Monday, I'm going to try to spend the entire week working on that cake instead of waiting until Friday night to work on the cake. It's just easier for me to do it that way, and it's easier for my family that I'm not rushing and just, you know, going crazy 4 o'clock on a Friday morning trying to finish the cake for Saturday morning. So just try to figure out what's best for you. Some people like the pressure of working, like, you know, crunch time. I can do it like that, but it's very stressful. So I try not to do it. And I try to, like, I've learned how to work better. So you have to figure out what's best for you and then do it that way. And Another thing is try to schedule out your day. So I'm pretty good on scheduling. I have like a to-do list of things that I have to do, and I kind of know like what I have to do each day. I use my phone as a scheduler. I also, if I have orders, I'll on the back of my board, I'll have like all the orders that I have, and then I'll have it sorted by the time. So I know that the first order on that board is the first cake that needs to be done to be picked up for that day. And I take it, and the rest of the orders kind of like fall in sequence. So what's the first order, second order, third order, and that's the order in which I prioritize my cakes for that day. And it just gives me, if my day is scheduled out that way, I know what I have to do. And if once you add in your family time and your children and your work schedule, you can try to prioritize your day just so that you know what's going on. So it's just schedule out your day. Another thing is block out distractions. So it's real hard because now you have your phone, and of course there's your shows that are coming on, and it's hard to, and someone is calling you and want to talk, and people want to FaceTime, and it's just like, something that would take you an hour is now taking you 3 hours. And it's just easier to say, you know what, for the next hour, let me just put my phone down. Let me just turn off the TV. Let me focus on getting this done so that I can maximize the amount of time that I have left. So definitely block out distractions. And that goes along with fluff time, I call it. So like, I try to give myself fluff time where, so say if I have a cake that's due on Saturday morning, I'll tell myself that the cake is due Friday. And so then if I work on getting the cake done on Friday, that gives me at least another 12 hours that's fluff time. So if my husband comes in and go, hey, babe, you want to watch Game of Thrones with me? And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's the season finale. I want to watch that. So I'm going to take 2 hours to watch the season finale with him. So that takes me down to 10 hours before the cake is due. So try to give you some fluff times because we are, you know, moms. We're, you know, we're working women, and things happen, like our family happen. You know, if your mom calls and wants to spend time with you, I probably will drop my cake order to go spend some time with my mom and then work until 4 a.m. to get it done. So just try to give yourself some fluff time. Don't try to do things until like the very last minute, because not only are you rushing to work on your cake, and not only are you, you know, probably not doing the most neatest job. And if you do mess up, you don't have time to redo. So we've all had those cakes where we're like, oh, I wish I had more time. So try to give yourself some fluff time. Also try to do a to-do list where you have like a list of things that you have to do every day leading up to when your cake is due. I kind of, right now I'm in transition of moving from one location to another. So I'm taking about 2 to 3 orders a week. So that gives me a lot of time to work on my orders, and it as opposed to when I was doing maybe 20 to 30 orders a week. So I do have a lot more time now to work on my orders. So my to-do list is not as long, but when you're working on your orders, just try to give yourself like, okay, what do I have to do Monday? What do I have to do Tuesday, Wednesday, so forth. And also remember, like, you have to have some type of balance. You have to have, like a family and work balance, because at the end of the day, your kids or your husband or whoever you're with, your significant other comes first. And regardless of anything, I always try to make their time more important, and then the business after. Of course, the business is the bread and butter, but at the same time, your family comes first. Because if my son calls from school and he's sick, I'm sorry, the orders will have to wait until I return. This is why we need to, you know, schedule out our time and give ourselves some fluff time. So I just kind of wanted to give you that little time management on how, like tips on how I kind of prepare. I also created a worksheet, which I will have in the show notes for you, where I created kind of like my, how I plan my day out for an order. So say I get an order, today is Monday, and someone calls and says, hey, I would like a cake on Saturday. And they, you know, we talk back and forth trying to figure out what kind of cake they want. We have all that done. So they want the cake on Saturday. The first thing I'm doing on a Monday is I'm creating my shopping list. I'm going over the cake details to see what I need to order. So say, you know, it's a special cake board that I need or a special tool that I need. I need to make those orders on Monday so that I can have them in time if I need to use them before Saturday. So I try to plan out my week and create a shopping list. On Tuesday, I'm going shopping for all my supplies. I'm also planning out the size cakes that I'm making and the flavors that I'm making. So I kind of, when I'm baking, a tip that I use is that if I'm making, say, vanilla, red velvet, and chocolate, I will write out the size that needs to be red velvet, the size that needs to be chocolate, and the size that needs to be vanilla. Because a lot of times, if you don't plan out your cake size and your flavors, you'll accidentally make a flavor and it's wrong. Like, oh, that should have been a 6-inch cake, but I made an 8-inch because you didn't write it down. So a tip is to write down what size and flavor of cakes you need to make. And I will take care of that on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I'm making all of my cake batters. I'm baking the cake. I'm cooling them completely. I'm wrapping them in saran wrap and I'm storing them in the fridge. And I'm making the frosting for all the cake. And again, write down what you have to make for the batter. Like, are you doubling your batter? Depending on the size cake, do you need 4 times your recipe of red velvet? Do you need 2 times your recipe of vanilla? You need to write that down because you don't want to make the batter and then like, oh my gosh, I didn't have enough batter. Now I need to make more batter. That means you're adding more time to what you have to do. So I would say definitely write it down. Write down what you're making. On Thursday, I am leveling and torting my cake. I'm also filling and crumb coating my cake. And I'm making any fondant pieces that needs to sit on top of my cake. So like any, you know, small details that, you know, take a few days, like if you're making your own roses or own flowers, whatever you're doing, or there's a little figurine that needs to go on there, a little whatever you need to, and you know, it's going to take time for it to dry. You're going to need to make that a couple of days ahead in advance. And if it's something that takes more than 2 days, then that should have been done maybe on Tuesday. So on Thursday, I try to just make any fondant pieces that I need. And again, I create a to-do list on what needs to get done for the next day because today is Thursday. So on Thursday, I'm like, even if I got interrupted and needed to watch a, you know, go to the movies with my girlfriends because they're hanging out, I can be like, oh, okay, I can do it because why? I'm still ahead of schedule. My cakes are done and crumb coated and is sitting in the refrigerator and I still got 2 days left. So on Friday, I do, if it's a buttercream cake, I'm going to apply my second and third coat and then giving it time to chill in between each coat and going back in the refrigerator to rest. I'm also going to make any decorations that I need for my cake. Remember those little figurines, like if I need to make like a river or little circles, whatever I need to make those. And then I'm putting my cake in the fridge and that's my buttercream cake. If it's a fondant cake, I'm gonna take that cake out the fridge, let it rest for an hour to get to room temperature. And if it's a novelty cake, then I'm going to carve it and shape it at this point and cover it in fondant. I'm gonna leave it at room temperature. And if it's like a perishable filling, then I'm going to put it back in the fridge. And for fondant cakes, you know that you have to you take it out the fridge, you let it rest for an hour before you cover it in fondant. This way your fondant doesn't start sweating. And then, so I'm pretty much done. On Saturday, I am just straight up chilling. I do my final touches for the cake, and then if you have to do delivery and setup, you do that and you're done. Like, woo, thank goodness, like this is over. And you can relax. You're not like, oh my gosh, I have to get this done. And what time is it? What time is it? I know this is like super hard, and it's just takes planning. And even I struggle with it. There's some times where I'm like, Julie, why didn't you give yourself more time? Like, why didn't you start sooner? And I know we get comfortable with like, oh, I got that. I can knock that out in 2 hours, 8 hours. And whatever time you gave yourself, you know it was double. So just try to give yourself more time. Try to manage your time. And this way you'll know if something comes up, it'll be okay for you to, if life comes up, because really that's what it is, it's life. If life comes up, you'll be okay and you can manage it. I think that it's one of the biggest things that I struggle with, and I know that it's hard. And that's why I wanted to talk to you guys about it today, because I know that it's not something that is easy. Like, it's easily said than done, I guess you should say. But I definitely think that you can tackle it. I created a worksheet for you, so you can find that in the show notes, just so that it'll give you an idea of how I do it. Again, it's the way I do it. It's not perfect, but I think that it leaves me room to, if I decided not to do something on one day and had to pack it all on the next day, I still wouldn't be stressed. It still gives me time to, you know, manage my family, manage my work and my business all at the same time. Because if I'm not baking, then I'm, you know, editing my site, or I'm working on worksheets, or I'm doing a podcast, or I'm date night with my husband. Like, I'm always doing something. So just know that if you manage your time and prioritize the things that you have to do, you'll have time to just, you know, live your best life and do what you love. So that's all I have for you guys today. I'll see you guys next week. Keep obsessing about your dreams. Talk to you soon. Bye.